This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Today's show is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down. Up to 3 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDE or visit goguida.com.
Should Jolly's name be added to the show now?
With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, and Jolly?
Yeah, I can take my name off. Yeah. Whatever, just put him on.
What a debate. If you missed the debate between me and Jolly, you can catch it on the free Odyssey app or the podcast. Just one note before we get to the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
Well, Brods.
Brods is now.
Yes. Brods, I know you're very flustered.
I'm flustered.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry. We'll get to Brods in a second. Actually, can you just bring Brods up?
I'll tell
Brods. So Brods, I was just debating Jolly, and I was showing Ike. So I have my original wedding band, and then one that my wife got me 4 or 5 years ago to replace it, like a different one. But I wear the old one on my right hand and the new one on my left hand. I was slamming my hands together so hard that I will show the YouTube folks. I broke the old wedding band in two. Smashing my hands together, debating Jolly. So if my marriage falls apart, you can blame.
Yeah,
you can blame that.
Pretty intense
right
stuff.
Yes,
pretty intense around here.
How we doing, bro? It's Flyers and 50. How we doing, brother?
It is hard to follow that up. So I'm flustered now because I can't win the day.
No.
I gotta say though, Jolly, it's too. It's two, you either win a championship or you are the biggest loser in the history the game has ever seen. And that's where he loses me a little bit. Like, it's an easy side to take. Maury's a bum. And I get it. There's things that rub me the wrong way with Maury. But I don't like the, you either win a championship or you're the biggest stiff to ever be involved in professional sports ever. And that's where Jolly loses me.
Yeah, I mean...
that's what Jolly's standards are.
That's what his standards are, yeah.
He says 50 wins don't matter, but if you win a championship, like, that's like saying, well, 14 regular season wins for the Eagles don't matter. Well, of course, the goal is to win a Super Bowl, but if you win 14 regular season games, you are then set up better to win a Super Bowl. There is a journey involved, and he just skips the journey.
Well, right. Like, what I wanted to bring up, but it was too hot and heavy.
It was hot and heavy.
Was Howie Roseman a good general manager before they won the Super Bowl in 17?
Yeah, of course they were. He was.
Now, people would argue against that, saying he didn't win anything. But
well, hold on. So if you would, do you think he was?
Yeah.
You think he was, too? Well, I'm going to ask you why.
I think he became one.
I wanted him fired in 2020.
Yeah. So, yeah, exactly. So if you ask him, was he a good general manager before 2017? We live here. I don't think there are a lot of people running around saying how great of a general manager Howie Roseman was until he won.
But you can be a great general manager without winning a title.
I agree.
Well,
I agree with that statement.
Well, and he also conceded you can be a bad general manager and win a championship.
And win a championship, yes.
So if you can be a bad general manager and win a championship, then why is winning a championship the ultimate thing about why Daryl Morey is not a good general manager? Do you see what I'm saying?
No, I totally agree. Yeah. I think you have a very valid argument. Jolly's argument is, from his viewpoint as a fan, the other stuff doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter, yes.
It doesn't matter. The winning is the only thing that matters to him.
And truthfully,
winning a championship,
that is where the crux of a lot of the debates from me come from, are I tend to think about things sometimes.
Practically.
More practically and less passionately.
Yes, for sure. Yep.
So, Broads, you are actually going to take place. You're going to take part in debate days on Friday.
I'm excited about
on the
this,
WIP
Broads.
After
Come
noon
on, Broads.
Show. You against Morgani about the hiring of Rick Tocchet, whether it is a home run hire. Are you prepared to debate such a legend in Al Morgani as I just did with Jolly?
Yeah, see, that's the problem, is the standard is set so high now. Is it going to reach that intensity where me and Al are ready to drop the mitts? You know, are we going to chuck him? Grab the sweater? You know? You
pull it over the head? There it is.
Pull it over the head to the uppercuts? You know what I mean? Hit the sounder, Jack! Hit the sounder!
Flyers in 50 with Hunter Brody.
I need playoff hockey! I'm watching all these teams, Florida, Carolina, Dallas, Edmonton, and all I think about is springtime, the Wells Fargo Center, shorts,
Xfinity Mobile,
music,
Xfinity Mobile Arena.
Xfinity Mobile, the saxophone being played, money being asked for, and everyone rocking a Flyer sweater, and you walk into the bar, and it smells like playoff hockey! You see the ice, it's shining white, you hear the music in pregame warm-up, pucks are hitting the glass, and you go, here we go, baby, pucks dropped, now there's a scrum after the whistle, the fans start to rise, the microphone picks it up, you say, hey, you want a goal? Hey, bud, you want a goal? And then the old Dyer fans start going, Whoa! A goal! As Matvei Minchkov comes down the wall and snipes it wide for the overtime game winner! That's what I need. I need Flyers playoff hockey back.
I think we all need it, bro.
Holy cow.
You know, sport needs it, too. We got Florida and Carolina in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, two warm weather.
Who cares?
Yeah. Well, the other thing, bro, it's, you know, playoff hockey is awesome. And I'm reminded every year when I'll, because playoff hockey is sort of like default programming for me. If there's nothing else on, I'll always put on playoff hockey. It is a shame that we have not had Flyers playoff hockey.
I need it.
Yeah, I need it too.
I don't know. Would you be able I don't know if you would survive playoff hockey.
Yeah,
bro.
It might be too much.
Could you imagine? Flyers in 50 after a game 3 at the barn, live maybe. It would be the next day. I'm getting ahead of myself.
Yeah, you'd still be there. Yeah. You'd still be at the Xfinity Mobile Arena.
Woo! You kidding me?
One quick thing, Broads, before you go, one quick hockey thing. I watched the Maple Leafs lose in Game 7 to the Panthers. Maple Leafs, I believe, have lost 7 straight Game 7s or 8 straight Game 7s. Real shame. Do you ever feel a little bit bad for Maple Leafs fans?
No, it's the gift that keeps on giving. It's amazing. Now, not so much the Maple Leafs, but I do think that some of the players, you know, individually, it does kind of sting, but it's their fault. Like, Austin Matthews is a 50-goal scorer who can't score in the playoffs. That's a problem.
Yes,
so,
sir.
No, it's the gift that keeps on giving. It's like if Dallas kept losing. Would anybody feel sorry for Dallas if they kept sucking?
No. I just look at Canada. And I'm like, oh, poor Canada. It's their sport, you know?
Well, then root for Connor McDavid and the good old Edmonton Oilers.
Great sweaters, by the way. Both teams, great sweaters.
Great sweaters.
All right.
Great sweaters.
Broads, we will talk to you Friday at 4. Broads takes part in debate days. Mm-hmm. It is Broads versus Al Morgani about the Tocchet hire. You better bring it, Broads.
Well, what did you just watch me do 5 seconds ago?
Okay, when are you
By the way, how did I do? I tried my best to follow up Jolly.
Are you kidding me?
You know, come on, you bring it. You don't disappoint.
Yeah, and then your argument with Al is going to be like, no worries.
Yeah.
Hopefully, Tocchet's going to be all right.
Yeah, how do you turn it up against Al? Because he's not really a volume up guy.
No, he's not going to raise the volume.
Yeah.
But you know he's a Tocchetsman. He's a Jonesy-sman.
Yeah.
And if I go anti-Jonesy-Tocketsmans, then it's going to be hot.
Well, Morgani's got the Flyers worm. You know that.
I know he does.
Yeah, for years.
He's got Jonesy's worm right in his ear.
Oh, I know.
You guys don't understand how small it is.
Oh, Okay, I'm done.
All right. Do you have a full show coming up here on WIP? What's your next one?
Tonight after final out. So after that's okay. A late Rockies game, but I'll be on after that, probably around midnight.
All right, there he is. There's Broads. Hunter Brody. We all love right, you, Broads.
Yes.
All right, see you, fellas.
All right, Broads brought it.
Man.
Let's talk about our scorching fills.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
Now, do I got to yell too?
But,
yeah.
The first straight!
You guys, five straight!
We're beating up on some garbage.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah, the Rockies are one of the worst teams I've ever seen.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Destiny Legardo asked, the worst Philly that would be the best player on the Rockies? Like in
the worst Philly that would Rojas be the best player on the Rockies?
Well, that shortstop on the Rockies,
yeah,
pretty
Tovar's good.
Yeah, Tovar's good.
Brenton Doyle's pretty good. He's a D2's man.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Worst player on the Phillies, would it be
Bohm?
Maybe Bomer.
Bohm. Tovar's better than Bohm.
Yeah, Tovar's a good player.
Yeah,
legitimately good.
It's
player.
Probably Trey.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Sure.
Well, Trey, that's a pretty damn good player.
He's a good player.
Yeah, but he's their fifth best player? Are we counting pitchers or are we not counting pitchers?
Not pitchers.
I'm never
counting
pitchers. Okay. Yeah.
All
right.
Ike doesn't count big men in his all-time NBA players thing, which is an interesting qualification to have.
Well
it's the Kobe Shaq quotient.
Well, I mean, let's face it. Big men were important 30 years ago.
Yep. Well,
Jokic. I don't know how. It's a pretty good
Jokic.
One. Yeah, I was going to say it's a pretty good one still in the league right now.
Well, what is Giannis, a wing or is he a big man?
Oh, Giannis is a big man.
Yeah, he's a big man.
He's a big man.
Yeah.
So I want to float an idea. And then we got to lay something out for Friday.
Okay.
We got to lay something
because out. You have an idea. I have a question for you after your idea.
Oh, fantastic. Okay. Well, whatever.
Yeah.
So the trade deadline, obviously, is 2.5 months away. No.
Yep.
Right? 2.5 months?
Sure.
And so Bryce Harper has said he would consider moving to the outfield if they could trade for a first baseman that only has a year left or less, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that could theoretically open up the market for a rental first baseman.
Yep.
Max Kepler hasn't been great. Maybe put Harper out in left field.
Yep.
You have Castellanos, whatever. How would you feel about acquiring a guy who is hitting .304 with 7 home runs, a .914 OPS to play first base? Does that sound like a good idea? That's on the last year of a deal.
Reese Hoskins.
Come on, man.
Sure.
Bring him back home.
You want to talk? There was a whole article by Tim Kelly today where they asked, like, what makes up a good clubhouse guy? Harper specifically said Reese was great when he was here from that standpoint. Brandon Marsh. Like, it would be such a.
It'd be great.
It's such a poetic moment if they brought Reese back in this thing, let him play first base, let Harper go to the outfield, and make this lineup, which is doing very well right now. Now it's against minor league pitching.
Yeah, but bring some pop back to the line.
A patient right-handed bat that has had a great year. The idea of
on an expiring deal,
bringing Reese back.
Then what are you going to do? You going to re-sign him?
Nah, you can let him hit free.
There you go. See what happens.
Half the year.
Yeah,
just for half the year, I'd be good with Reese.
Yeah, I love Reese. I love Reese when he was here.
Yeah,
you know, a lot of people were more than willing to let Reese go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Now he hit about 200 last year.
He had a bad year last year.
Yeah, he did have a bad year last year. But I think, look, when you look at what might be available, and they don't want to acquire anybody with any salary, I don't think, unless it's a young superstar type player.
Yeah.
And if Bryce knows that he is only playing left field probably for the rest of the season unless something big changes, I think Reese Hoskins is a good upgrade. Yeah, I'd do it for Reese, too.
I'd do it for Reese.
It could be something heading into the deadline if they need a bat, and it would be he's a mutual option after the year with a $4 million buyout. Brewers are kind of cheap, so I don't know. Just throwing it out there as a possible idea.
I'm gonna say this. I'm not comfortable with Bryce out there in the outfield.
From a throwing, like what doesn't make you comfortable about it?
The fact that it's going to require more effort to be out there to play defense. And this is a dude at times. See, I feel like at first base, his sort of reckless abandon and no regard for his body at times to put it on the line for the team is sort of controlled over there at
first
base.
He's not going to run into the outfield wall at first base.
He does this in the outfield. He might be out there running into the wall. Like I don't know, man.
See, I'd be more worried about the arm.
That too. Now, one thing I will say, for a half a year, I guess I'd be okay with it for a half a year.
It's a half year.
Like, ultimately, I still want Bryce Harper to be the first baseman.
And he wants to be the first baseman, by the way.
I mean, he's become a pretty good first baseman, too. Yeah.
So, on the WIP afternoon show, you can ask your question
just
first.
Just a quick real Bryce thing. Is now that he's hitting well, is the Super Bowl still affecting him, or is it okay now?
Well, it was affecting him when he wasn't playing well, but now that he's playing well, it's because he shaved his head.
Okay.
I think him shaving his head was in solidarity with Super Bowl.
Okay.
Because Sirianni shaved his head. And I will shave my head if they win the World Series.
Ooh, what if they just get to the World Series?
If they get to the World Series.
You got
to
shave your head.
For Bryce, yeah. For the first series,
promise.
I promise. No.
He's already said it.
Yeah, I will do it.
Let me tell you this. We would be on him so relentlessly, he wouldn't want to shave his head just to get us to stop.
If they win the pennant, I don't care.
Go to the World Series.
Yeah. That's fine.
That's good.
Okay.
And then you don't have to shave it bald, just the buzz
cut. Whatever Bryce got
cut. Yeah, the buzz cut. Yeah.
All right. Because I'm just looking for an excuse.
You can't wait to shave your head. I don't really want to shave my head. And wasn't willing
to
do it.
I'll let my hair grow.
Oh, there it is.
Get the cul-de-sac back, baby. Get the cul-de-sac.
I didn't need you to add that.
No, that's my bad.
He's always looking at very
one line. I think I could. No one's better at going one line too far than me.
Yep.
No one better. All right, so we on the WIP Afternoon Show, we want to make a statement on Friday's show and need to know whether or not people are in or out on the Phillies. Everyone says Memorial Day is when you, quote-unquote, know your baseball team. First NL team to 30 wins, first in the National League East. I think they've so far beaten the fraud allegations. They're going to collapse. That's not happening. And we need to determine on Friday's show if you're in or you're out on this Phillies team. It's been too long.
Yeah, it's Friday at 6 o'clock to me is when the summer begins. It's Memorial Day weekend. We're going to be at the Frank Farley Service Plaza. Yeah. And here's I think, the rule. Because what I want you to do is put away everything that you believed. You don't have to hold on to that take. Mm-hmm. They're not good enough, blah, 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 blah. But if you don't declare yourself in by 6 o'clock on Friday, if you're in at any other part of this season, you're a bandwagon fan. That's it. And look, if you want to say, look, I don't believe in them, it's fine.
That's fine, yeah.
But in or out is 6 p.m. on Friday. So we will be at the Frank Farley Service Plaza. We'll be taking your calls. We're not going to be on the air tomorrow because of the Phil's Rockies finale.
Well, me and you have leading off.
We have, but the show.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. So they won't have an opportunity to call and say that they're in. But you are in, right? Yeah. Ike's in.
I'm in. Yeah. Now, Jack, I'm glad I got in early.
You did.
Yeah.
Now, Jack, even though you declared them dead a couple weeks ago, you're in.
I hate the Phillies and I quit on them, according to you. Yep.
But are you back in now?
Yes.
Okay. That's all that matters.
I'm ten toes down.
Ten toes down.
We need Big Joe back.
Yeah, we do. We need Big Joe to call him.
I couldn't tell if it was fake or not. I mean, I've got a pretty good fake meter.
You know what I think it was? I think it was real that he amplified.
And then he laid it on.
Yeah. I think he laid it on. Yep. 215-592-9494. Jennifer in Tennessee, you're on WIP. What's up, Jennifer? Your monthly call. Oh.
Damn, Jen.
A disappointment. How about Alan?
Ready.
Alan in Connecticut, you're on WIP. What's up, Alan?
Hey, how you doing, Spike?
What's up, Alan? You got to say hi to everybody, though.
No, it's okay.
How's it going? Spike, Ike, Jack.
There you go.
Yep.
Jolly.
Justin. Buzz, Rod. Yeah.
Hey, so I guess I wanted to push back a little bit on some of the stuff that you were saying. When you said McCain was the rookie of the year, in reality, he wasn't.
Well, in reality, when he got hurt, he was the odds favorite to win Rookie of the Year.
It's the Carson Wentz argument, but I get where you're coming from. But also, Jalen Hurts did not lead the league in turnovers in 2020.
Josh Allen did, yes. But
Sam Howell did, and then Josh Allen, and then Trevor Lawrence, and Jalen Hurts came after that. But I guess
do you think the point stands? Do you think Jalen was elite in 2023?
Well, here's my question.
I just before you ask your question, do you think he was elite in 2023?
No.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
But so here's the question I keep struggling with. It seems like the definition elite obviously means playing at the highest level for the majority of the season, but it also accommodates falling short 100% of the time in championship rounds. Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen in a conference championship have never won.
Here's the problem, Alan. Here's the problem, Alan. Their teams have not won. And if you look at Josh Allen's performance in the playoffs and look at the performance of his defense, which, by the way, everyone blames for the 2023 fall apart and for the reason the Eagles didn't win the Super Bowl in the year before. So if you look at how Josh Allen has performed in the playoffs and their defense, who has gotten beat by Kansas City every single time, you will see that Josh Allen's playoff performance is actually excellent. Now, you have an argument with Lamar Jackson, for sure. There's an argument that Lamar Jackson in the playoffs, maybe this has happened one too many times. Mm-hmm. And you're saying, okay, you know, I don't know. But I don't believe, if you look at Joe Burrow, if you look at Josh Allen, and you look at their playoff performances, that their teams have not won the biggest game. But I don't think you go back. Honestly, there's an argument that Peyton Manning is a worse playoff performer than a lot of elite level quarterbacks. But everybody would say he's elite, right? So, like, I guess you're putting more on the fact that the team's won than I am, because you could certainly say if ifs and buts were chips and nuts, we'd all have enough at a party, enough for a party. But if Jalen Carter doesn't get home in that sack and Matt Stafford throws a touchdown pass and the Eagles lose, we're not having the Jalen elite conversation. And to me, if one play by a defensive player can tell us whether the quarterback is elite or not, then maybe your case isn't as solid as you think it is.
But then I would argue this. If Vinatieri doesn't make field goals and win those Super Bowls, then Tom Brady isn't. He doesn't have as many rings.
Sure. Collectively, yes.
Well, yeah.
Malcolm Butler. Also,
you need your other
For sure
to do their job too.
But in those two games, I don't think any of us would say that Jalen Hurts played great in the Packers game or the Rams game. And we're putting, I guess my point is, we're putting a lot of weight on the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl.
But what about the other Super Bowl run?
Well, the run.
So I would say no. What I would say is, even if I agree he didn't play great against Green Bay or the Rams, what he did in the other six wins or four wins, despite those two, should give him a pass. That's more of an anomaly of what happened with him in the postseason versus what has been the norm. His 2022 run, he had a good run to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Outplayed Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl, or at least played him to a standstill, throwing the ball.
Didn't play great against Tampa in 23.
We know the games he didn't play great against. Yeah. My thing is the wins outweigh those losses.
For sure, in like that context, it does.
Yeah, because in 23, he didn't have A.J. Brown. He didn't have half his team. Like, you see what I'm saying?
I agree with you on that. What I don't...
His wins should weigh more than what it seems like you're giving credit for.
For sure, but I also think that the wins are weighing more, like the losses for somebody, like the fact that Josh Allen hasn't won a Super Bowl and Joe Burrow hasn't won a Super Bowl, I don't think is on Josh Allen or Joe Burrow.
But hold on. But Joe Burrow had the ball late in the game against the Rams.
He did.
Didn't get the job done.
He didn't.
If Jalen does that, he's not good enough. He didn't get the job done. So all I'm saying is Joe Burrow had a chance to go win the Super Bowl.
He did.
Josh Allen last year had the ball last against Kansas City.
Yes.
He had a chance.
He had a chance.
So it wasn't that his defense lost a game for him. It's he had the ball, moved the ball to midfield, and then went out on four downs.
They scored, 30 points in that game?
But Spike, that don't matter. If you're elite, you have to have, when you get the ball and a chance to go win, either you do it or you don't.
But
Josh Allen has also lost playoff games at home.
He has.
To Cincinnati.
Right, a Cincinnati team that went to the Super Bowl.
Sure, but Buffalo was the number one seed.
Yes.
Cincinnati didn't even win their division.
I know, but they also went to the Super Bowl. Because he didn't lose to a garbage team.
No, I understand that.
Yeah.
And I don't think Jalen has lost to a garbage team. Not at full strength.
Well, not at full strength. But
he lost two games to Tampa.
Yes.
And then he lost to Kansas City in the Super Bowl because his defense gave up.
Sure.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
So then I would ask again, you know, my argument is whether he's better than this guy or that guy, I'm saying he deserves to be at the table with those guys because he's done something those guys haven't done. Not only has he won a Super Bowl, he's gone to two Super Bowls. He's gone to two Super Bowls, and if they are so much better than him that he doesn't deserve to be at the table with them, they don't get the excuse to lose to Patrick Mahomes. That's not an excuse. Like, Manning didn't get the excuse to lose to Brady. You got to go beat Brady.
And you think Manning? There are huge questions about Manning's performance in the playoffs, and especially in the Super Bowl.
No, I'm saying he got solidified once he was able to do those things. What I'm saying is that Peyton Manning didn't get the excuse of losing to Brady. And here's why he didn't. Because, quite frankly, Manning had the better roster. He had the better offensive players.
But everyone would have said Manning was elite at the time.
I get it.
Yeah. Even without a Super Bowl.
Based on what? Regular season yards?
I mean, yes. The team was good because of Peyton Manning.
Hey, forget about that. He's the number one overall pick. He should be good.
But he is.
That's fine. But I'm saying, my point is that I don't get where a guy who doesn't have necessarily the same pedigree, who accomplishes the same things, and he doesn't get to be at the table. That's my only thing. He's accomplished more than those guys.
His team has accomplished more.
As an individual, let me see, has he been all pro?
In 2022, he was.
That's a yes.
Yes.
He's been all pro. That's the hardest position to be all pro at.
And Brock Purdy was all pro.
I'm just saying, but it's the hardest position to be all pro at.
Okay.
The quarterback position.
Yes.
That's hard to do. He's gone to Pro Bowls.
Yes.
He's been in the MVP race.
Yes.
He's gone to two Super Bowls.
Yes.
And he's won one.
Yes.
And that still isn't enough to be at the table with those guys.
No, because
even Lamar Jackson, who...
Lamar Jackson has had enough playoff failures. I agree with you.
Okay.
Lamar Jackson has had enough playoff failures where you could make an argument to me that he cannot play well in the playoffs.
So my only thing is if Lamar is at the elite table, how come Jalen doesn't get to be? And if Joe Burrow is at the elite table, who you could really make an argument that he's had one outstanding year from a team's perspective, the Super Bowl.
Last year he was outstanding.
Yeah, I understand the team didn't even make the playoffs.
Yeah, but they were also outstanding.
The team didn't make the playoffs.
Okay.
Like, it's hard when you're the quarterback if you don't do... Because if you're just giving numbers, you can put up numbers in losses. Like, the numbers... it got to be more than just putting up stats. Like, to me, ultimately, for a quarterback, winning has to mean more than any stat you put out there. That's touchdowns, the interceptions, quarterback ratings, all those things. Like, when you're in the biggest games, oh, not to mention his record against those elite quarterbacks.
Yeah, it's good.
Jalen's record against those quarterbacks.
Yeah, but some
it's
of those games.
It's pretty damn good.
Okay, but then you look at some of those wins, like the regular season win against the Chiefs. He didn't play particularly well in that game.
Like, I don't even remember
he didn't.
The Monday night game.
Yeah. I mean, like, I hear you. I understand where you're
but
coming from.
He beat from. Joe Burrow.
He did. He did beat Joe Burrow.
He beat Lamar Jackson.
He did.
He beat Josh Allen. He beat Josh Allen.
Okay.
Oh, you got to look at his numbers in that game.
He played great.
He played awesome.
They don't play against each other.
Yeah, I get that. But that's how do we compare him then?
How they play all year. And I didn't think he played great all year.
So
and
the competition that those teams play against, does that matter?
Yes, but here's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Is I don't think he played great all year in 2024. Mm-hmm. I don't think he played great all year in 2023. I don't think he was a rookie in 20. Mm-hmm. He has 1 year where he played great all year. And, like, to me, that's just...
Well, you could say Allen didn't play great in 2023. He led the league in turnovers.
Yeah, but he's... Well, third, I guess, is what he said. But he was...
He had more than Jalen.
Sure. He's had more great years than Jalen has.
Based on numbers.
Yeah.
Stats.
But they're indicative of performance.
He doesn't have more postseason wins than Jalen.
I don't know who has more postseason wins. Total. I have no idea.
Okay.
Coming into this year, I think they had the same winning
percentage. Jolly said stats are for losers. Yes. I want to point that out.
Yeah. Well, Jolly has me
on
that one.
That's a postseason win. It's not. That's a stats. It's yards, touchdowns, all of that.
All right. We got to.
Like, you got to judge a quarterback on. Are we past the break?
Wait just nine minutes, yeah.
Well, why'd you say anything?
Well, because you were cooking. It was fine.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to hear that. Just say we got to go to break.
We got to go to break.
You can say it.
We're going to come back with the Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings. You know what, though? The reason sometimes it's hard for me to go to break is that somebody's going to think that I went to break to get out of the argument, and I want to be sure that I did not do
that. That's the truthful answer right there. Don't tell me it's me.
No.
I'm not even looking at the clock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I'm on it. The Eagles Inside of the Year Power Rankings are next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. All right, Ike, a new one for you to guess on. Who won the debate between over Daryl Morey, Spike or Jolly? What do you think the percentages are at there?
Well, unfair to you. Most people probably are with Jolly just because of the Daryl Morey sort of fatigue or hate, whatever you want to call it. So I'd go probably in favor of Jolly. Let's go 65%.
73.2% in favor of Jolly.
73.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, John.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark. How you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Daryl.
Let me tell you something, Daryl. You better figure this the hell out. You better figure this the hell out, or my name's going to be stuck on your name.
I got to tell you, not to get into a deep Sixers thing.
Yeah.
But I've been listening to you.
Yeah.
You got me a little, I'm a little nervous with the number three pick.
Why is that?
Because either they're not using the number three pick, or they may not be taking Ace Bailey. And I got to tell you, I moved closer in the Ace Bailey camp than I was a week and a half ago. Not in love with him, but I'm starting to really like him.
So I don't think they're going to pick at three. I don't know what they're going to do. My gut tells me they're not going to pick at three.
That makes me nervous.
I also think, and it's also possible they pick somebody at three and then a month later trade them. I think if they pick Ace Bailey, it is a sign that they are not particularly confident about next season. Okay. Because Ace Bailey is good in a few years guy.
Yeah.
I have a hard time believing if they thought there was a game changer there, I think they would just take him. But I don't think there is one. And that is my gut. In fairness, I'm a little all over the place on it because mm-hmm. I don't know if they're going to trade back. I don't know if they're going to trade for a star. And as I've told you, wouldn't shock me if they like traded Embiid or something.
Right.
Now, I don't think they're going to trade him. The trade that everybody wants them to make where they just trade him for nothing, there's no chance.
No.
There's just no chance. Yeah. But I just think there are a lot of options. And I'm having, when I look at that three pick and I look at the guys who you would think they could take at three, mm-hmm. which are Ace Bailey, VJ Edgecombe, Trey Johnson.
Yeah.
I think they're going to do whatever they can to at least get a player they think is just as good at eight and get something else mm-hmm. than just take somebody at three. Maybe whoever they really like, let's say they like somebody they think they could get at seven, mm-hmm. but there's not a trade at seven. Maybe they shock us and take somebody. Maybe they take Jack's guy, Knipple.
Con Knipple.
Yeah. At three, who's growing on me, by the way.
Ah.
Growing on me a little bit.
Yeah, it's good to see you learn the game a little bit.
Yeah, he can play.
He's a plug and play.
By the way, who was first?
You've long been on Knipple the Knipple.
I think Edgecombe would be a guy that could play.
I know.
I think Edgecombe would play right away because he's got an NBA body.
Yeah, but
right
he's got away. No bag. That's the issue. There's no bag there.
They don't need a guy with a bag.
Well, I like a guy with a bag.
One more NBA player came out and said, Bailey is the best player in the draft. He believes he has the higher ceiling of anybody in the draft.
It's a very NBA player, the thing.
Boogie Cousins was the latest person
He also said the Mavericks should trade the number one pick for Kevin Durant.
That's stupid.
Well, listen. By the way, we should have brought the old Jolly argument of Boogie. Remember, we wanted Boogie in the Evan Turner draft?
He wanted Boogie. And
I lost that argument with Jolly.
Scope just reminded me that he also said that Mike Trout is better than Ted Williams.
Okay. The splendid splinter goes down. Yeah. Interesting. He also wanted Malik Monk number one in the Fultz draft.
He did. Now Malik Monk's been better
than
Markel Fultz.
Good player.
For sure.
Again,
yeah.
Jolly, you said he didn't know NBA basketball.
Yeah. Well,
ever since he's been right about Boogie Cousins, he gives his basketball opinions.
Yes, and by the way, Boogie Cousins completely talented, but a disaster.
Which was the concern with him.
Every concern about Boogie Cousins was right. Yeah. I've watched a lot of NBA basketball. I've never seen a guy with a worse on-court demeanor in my entire life than Boogie Cousins.
Yeah.
We will get to the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings right after I tell you about Guida. You know, it's not the number three pick with Guida. Guida is your number one pick to replace your windows and doors. Your windows and doors are so important. And the thing is, you can forget about them. Like, you've pushed it off for a while. You can say, oh, look, I got a window. I got a door. But are they doing everything they can? Are those old drafty windows keeping your energy bills down? I would say no. Is that front door raising the value of your home by making it look better and be more energy efficient? I would say no. Call Guida today. They're going to give you 20% off every window, every door. They're going to install them for you, too. 20% off every single one of them. And you can start that project. Some of them very big with no money down, no interest for up to 3 years. That's right. Just call them today. They'll tell you about the restrictions. They'll tell you about when this whole thing's going to end. Call 877-GO-GUIDA. Schedule a free no-obligation in-home estimate. Or go to GoGuida.com. That's GoGUIDA.com. Let's update everyone on the Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings.
Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings.
Oh, it's been a big week. The Tush Push was going to go down and then was saved. Nick Sirianni got a contract extension. Joe Douglas returns to the Eagles. A
lot of scoops to be had.
Who got the scoops? I can tell you who didn't.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
Yeah, I didn't.
Well, I wasn't even talking about him. I was talking about the reigning Eagles Insider of the Year.
Oh, yeah.
Elio!
Yeah.
Here are your power rankings. Dropping from 4 to 5 is Elliot Shore Parks.
Ooh, boy.
He's almost out of the top 5.
Yeah, well, listen, someone called on this show after they came out. I said he's going to have a flop. He can't handle that success. You kidding me?
Well, here's the thing. Not only did Elliot not get any of these scoops, but he showed up for Tuesdays with Elliot yesterday, and he said, based on Nick Sirianni's answer about the Tush Push, I can tell you, it's banned.
Yep.
Well,
big old swing and a miss.
Zip.
Now, I will say, since we've bullied him about Ace Bailey, I haven't seen many tweets about Ace Bailey. Again, less fake YouTube breakdowns, more doing your job.
See, I feel like I see the Ace Bailey tweets all the time, but that's because Twitter knows I hate them.
Yep.
And feeds them to
me.
Dude,
the For You tab's a problem.
Yes.
Yeah.
Rage bait.
All I do is see the dagger.
Yep. Dagger. Number 4 on the Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings, and this is a shocker, as this person has only made a couple of appearances, is me.
For what? The last thing he did was save the Eagles season.
I said the Eagles would get the Tush Push for one additional year.
Ah.
And I was the only person to predict that.
Wow.
I did.
You did tweet that out.
I did.
You didn't source it.
I did not.
You didn't source it.
Well, could have, though.
Now, there's been other candidates that have complained about this in the past.
Informed speculation.
Yeah, you know, I'm just saying. Okay. But I'm okay. I'm okay with you being there.
And that's a smart move. That's a smart move from you. It's good strategy from you.
You're damn right.
Number 3 is a complicated.
Hold that in my back pocket.
Yep. Very smart of you supporting that. Number 3 is a complicated one. Because Diana Rossini earlier today reported that the Tush Push was going to be banned, but she was the first to report that the Tush Push would survive.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
Yeah, so
she gets dinged.
How
points.
Does she jump out there with the ban first, and then somebody gave her the call like, sorry, Diana.
Yep. But she got it.
But you got it first.
She's at number 3. At number 2 is the Philadelphia Eagles, who broke the story about Nick Sirianni's contract extension.
Oh, no.
They did.
Not one Philadelphia Eagles beat reporter got it. And number 1.
They didn't even give that one to Elliot?
No.
Man.
Number 1, his reign of terror continues as the newspaper reporter sits at number 1. Got a big scoop this week. Joe Douglas's return to the Eagles.
That was big.
He is, I think he's trying to win this just to spite us.
I totally agree.
I think he is too.
And hey, credit to us. We're giving him credit. Yeah, we're not being petty.
No, this is about who is the... Are we being petty not saying his name?
Yeah, we are being a little petty, yes.
You can't be perfect.
So there it is.
And by the way, I think the Eagles' social media account also should get some praise, too, because they put the Tush Bush by accident rather than the Tush Bush.
Whoops.
Yep, but they fixed it.
Well, if your Tush has a bush, something ain't right.
No, you don't want that.
Now, come out.
Speaking of the Tush Bush, who wrote this article on ESPN.com?
Seth Wickersham.
Seth Wickersham wrote an article about inside the debate over the...
Was it Jolly versus Spike level, you think?
Well, I don't know. Who knows? Did anybody break their wedding ring in there? I don't think so. Here is an amazing paragraph. One high-ranking league source who was in the room says Jeff Lurie was like a guy trying to convince his girlfriend why she shouldn't leave him. Throughout his pitch, Lurie was emotional, passionate, and at one point, crude. He said the fact that his team came up with a play so unstoppable that the rest of the league had no other choice but to try to ban it was like, quote, a wet dream for a teenage boy. Jeez, Jeff. Toward the end of his address, he told the assembled owners that regardless of the day's result, he and his franchise would walk out winners with Super Bowl rings to prove it.
It's called a big dose of D.
Can I tell you, Jeffrey Lurie, through this entire tush-push thing, already had a high, like, you know...
Q rating. Yeah.
Lurie fighting for his team like this, and I think, by the way, specifically fighting for his coach, because I think of anybody at NovaCare, Nick Sirianni, that I'm sure the offensive linemen like it, but I think a part of them would probably be like, oh, we don't have to do that anymore.
I'm not sure how much they really, might like it. I don't know if they really love it.
Right. I think they like the fact that it's dominant.
Yeah.
I think they probably don't like doing it. I think Jeffrey Lurie was fighting for his coach during this entire thing. And that, and by, you know, transitive property, fighting for the city of Philadelphia.
Ah, there it is.
I just like Lurie during this thing. I like that even he's won two Super Bowls. Yeah. He has so much money he wouldn't know what to do with. And he's still in a room with a bunch of doofuses fighting about a one-yard play. It's like that's a football guy right there.
Well, it's so Philadelphia.
It is.
The most Philadelphia story I think I've heard in a while.
Yes.
I love the fact they rode Kelsey out there with him.
Oh, yeah.
They said, hey, we need you on a plane now.
Owners meetings.
Yeah. Well, so I guess he got kind of screwed because I guess in the original vote, like earlier in the spring, I guess 9 or 10 owners were saying that the reason he retired was because of the tush push. And I think he wanted to go out there and set the record straight.
Right.
He did not retire because of the tush push.
And a big move from Jason Kelce, who, if we're being honest, during the whole Super Bowl thing, got a little bit of heat from Eagles fans about his, you know.
Unjustifiable, by the way.
Unjustified, correct. But yes. Still there.
Yep.
About his support for his brother and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
And
turns out he still likes the Eagles.
Flying to these meetings to tell everyone, hey, I didn't retire because of the tush push.
Right.
I retired because I make $100 million from my podcast. Yeah. And it doesn't hurt at all.
Right.
I thought it was a big move from Kelce as well.
It was, yeah. It was, hopefully that gets him back in the good graces of everybody.
Yes.
He's back on the Mount Rushmore?
Yes, he's back on the Mount Rushmore as we basically, people were kicked him off because of the support of his brother.
Now, I know you guys are not huge fans of watching the tush push,
mm-hmm.
but can I paint just a scenario? Mm. Thursday night football, when they line up to do it the first time, that crowd is going to go psychotic.
Yeah.
I mean psychotic for the tush push. And I almost think this has turned that play from a play that we all, like, oh, we're like, yeah, that's kind of neat.
Now it's a rallying.
Oh, and the fans of Philly trips to other, can you imagine how loud they're going to be at Lambeau?
Can't wait.
Oh, man, that's
when the
awesome.
Tush push?
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be so good. I love the extra storyline this year.
Yeah. I mean, and nobody knows how to rally around a storyline like we do.
No. Yeah. I got that. They win the Super Bowl again. I'm getting a tush push tattoo.
Oh, wow.
Where at?
On my tush.
On his tush. Got to get it on his tush.
Yeah, tush push tattoo on the tush.
Yeah.
I would just get a sign, meaning if I were you, I would just get a sign tattooed on my butt that says push.
Nice.
Like that one.
It's good.
Makes you think I thought about it for a while.
Yeah, you're sitting on that for the last 4 minutes.
An instructional tattoo, some would say. What is coming up in the top 5 at 5, Jack?
The lies.
What lies?
The lies that people at WIP tell.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, goodness gracious.
You never know who's in.
Yeah, whether I'm in trouble or you're in trouble.
This, yeah. You never know.
Yep. That's the beauty of the list.
All right. Top 5 at 5 is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fred.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.